It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And Matt, this week you went to a movie that's biographical. It tells an important story of our history.
Harriet Tubman, who lived long time till 1913. She was 91, I believe, when she passed away. And we've been kind of waiting for a movie about her for a long time. We're still waiting for the $20 bills as well. Yeah. That's another story. But this film completed my viewing of all acting nominees for Sunday night's Oscars. Cynthia Erivo is nominated for Best Actress as Harriet Tubman, so I've seen them all now. I wanted to like this film a little better than I did. It's directed by Cassie Lemons, who is an African-American female director, and that's great to see that. She directed Eve's Bayou, which is probably her best film. This one I felt like she over-directed it. So, you know, it follows Harriet's escape from slavery, working on the Underground Railroad. She later commanded Union troops down in South Carolina. Just an amazing story. And she continued to go back and back and rescue other slaves before the Civil War began. So it's a fascinating story. It's just, I think it's overdone. There's wall-to-wall background music, Doug, and it's so overt that at some point I wanted it to back off. It almost felt like a TV movie in its style, its presentation, kind of like Roots, which now, you know, Roots was such a big deal at the time. But if you compare it to something like 12 Years a Slave along this genre, which is a much more artful and better film, it just doesn't hold up as well anymore. And I think Cassie Lemons needed to maybe be a little more subtle the way Steve McQueen did with 12 Years a Slave, which is such an artistic, interesting film. That being said, Cynthia Erivo is very good as Harriet Tubman. I have no problem with her being nominated. I wish they'd have gone a little more diverse with that category, and Awkwafina and Lupita Nyong'o might have gotten in. That would have been a really strong, diverse category. Cynthia Erivo is the only actor or actress of color nominated this year. She's very good in the part. Harriet Tubman was an astounding woman, 5 feet tall, and she did so much to help people. I just wish the film was a little less. It feels like it's pounding you. It's pounding you with the message.
Didactic.
A little didactic, and they almost turn her into Dirty Harriet. That's been one of the criticisms. Is she's almost like a modern action hero in some scenes, and of course there's always artistic license taken in film. But I have talked to a few people that I trust that kind of thought the same thing, that maybe back off a little bit on the whole turning her into kind of an Avengers type hero. And she did some amazing things, obviously. I just feel like the film needed to be a little more subtle, a little more artistic than it is.
Okay. And, of course, 12 Years a Slave was nominated for a slew of Oscars and won three of them, I think. So
yeah, Best Picture, and it's a great film. I think this is a solid film. I urge people to go see it to learn about Harriet Tubman because, again, I just think a lot of kids growing up have no idea who she was. She's an important person. Janelle Monáe is in the film. She's kind of the name person in the film. She plays a northern freed black who kind of takes in Harriet when Harriet escapes. But some of the scenes are really well done. Some of the action scenes are well done. The escape scenes, you feel kind of the pressure and the nerves that these people must have gone through when escaping. I mean, any wrong move and they're caught and that's it. Interestingly enough, I think the interesting thing is Harriet's relationship to the plantation owner in Maryland where she grew up. That's interesting because they're sort of the same age. She sort of grew up, you know, with him, and she prayed for him as a boy when he was sick. That's another interesting aspect of the film, Doug, is her belief in God. She believes, and Harriet Tubman believes, she saw visions and that God was kind of guiding her. So it's a very religious film as well, touching on that aspect of her life where she felt she was being guided by God's hand. But the relationship with her and the plantation owner who desperately wants to get her back when she escapes, that's very interesting how they confront each other eventually in the film.
It's also interesting that Maryland is where she escapes from because it's so close, of course, to the nation's capital and, frankly, to the North.
Yeah, so that's interesting. A lot of the films we see, you know, Gone with the Wind, 12 Years a Slave, take place in the further South. This is right on the border up by Maryland, which makes it quite interesting. Maryland was such a strange state heading into the Civil War. But again, not to belabor the point, I just wish the film would have trusted its audience enough to make a more artistic film. Cassie Lemons is a talented director. She got a very good performance out of Cynthia Erivo, who's actually British. But I just don't think it's quite the film it was set out to be.
Well, let's talk about the Academy Awards this Sunday. You've got some picks for us?
Yeah, so the acting awards, I think, are pretty much going to go toward as chalk, as they say in sports. Brad Pitt's going to win supporting actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Joaquin Phoenix looks to be making good speeches now after kind of a rambling, maybe inebriated speech at the Golden Globes. I think he's going to win for Joker.
He was big at the BAFTA.
The SAG Awards, he gave a nice speech. Renee Zellweger, I think, is going to win her second Oscar for lead actress as Judy Garland. And I think Laura Dern is probably going to win for Marriage Story and supporting actress. I've been critical of that category. I think that really could have been a strong category, but they didn't nominate the right people, I think, to fill that out. What gets interesting, Doug, is how much momentum does 1917 have? It seems to have the momentum right now with the Producers Guild Award, Sam Mendes for director.
Cinematography has to go to Deakins.
Yes, that's a lock. But what I can't quite get my finger on is the picture director screenplay. I can see the big three films, and I think there's three great films this year: Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and 1917. My guess is 1917 is going to win picture. But because of how 1917 was shot with almost a continuous take, I can see them giving director to either Tarantino or Bong Joon-ho. So I'm going to predict I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Parasite director Bong Joon-ho wins director, but I think Tarantino gets another screenplay Oscar, which would be his third. I think he's going to be denied the director Oscar, but I'm going to say they spread the love around with picture director screenplay between those three movies. That's just a guess, though.
I think 1917, Sam Mendes as the director and Richard Deakins as a cinematographer.
Yeah.
I don't downplay Mendes' role in that because that was an exceptional collaboration.
I don't downplay it either. It's a phenomenal motion picture. What I'm saying is I can see them spreading the love around because Parasite and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood are so close to being equal to 1917, in my opinion, in terms of great films that we look back on. I can see them spreading the wealth around. If Mendes gets director and picture, then it's going to be a big night for 1917.
All right. Well, we've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.